Good morning, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. What a better place to be on the day Jesus was born than in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. Welcome. It's a beautiful day outside. Anyone going to have a campfire later on? I just might do that. Christmas Day, we did it last year. Let's make it a tradition. The weather is absolutely stunning, and it's a great day to be here among fellow believers, and we are so thankful you're here. We just want to encourage you, if you have a plant to pick up after the services, you can gladly pick those up. Thank you for adorning our facility with those. They look absolutely stunning, so be sure to pick those up after the service. But let's just stand and greet one another and welcome each other to this service. It's a great day again to be here on Christmas Day. As the Christ candle is being lit this morning, I just invite us into silent meditation, realizing the reason for this season, realizing the power that Jesus brings into our lives through his birth, the difference that he makes. May we silently reflect on that as the candles are lit. Please rise if you're able for our congregational response found in your bulletin. Jesus, the Messiah, has been born.
A blaze of heavenly glory appears.
The good news of salvation and peace are among us. Like Mary, we ponder these things in our hearts, yet we believe.
We stand amazed in His presence and praise His glorious name.
Amen and amen. The incredible news about this birth is that we now have access to God to pray for our concerns and to celebrate our joys in our lives. There'll be a microphone coming around if there's any joys or concerns you'd like to share with the church family.
I'm the guilty party that did not put their name with their thank you note. But I do thank this congregation so much for all the support, concerns, love, cards, whatever. We're thankful and we hope we can keep coming the next year.
I thought it was just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful service last night, and I was glad because this is the first time that my daughter was here in many, many years, because this is the first Christmas she's had off in probably 20 years. Wow. So she was just so amazed, and thanks for whoever did the luminaries. That really added to her experience. She was just ecstatic, and it was... Thank you to all the people that put that wonderful service together.
Yes. Praise God.
And another note, Burl is the big 7-0 tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Well, that means we should sing today then, right? Let's join in singing Happy Birthday to Burl. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Burl. Happy birthday to you. And happy birthday to many others that are celebrating birthdays even today and along the week.
I have a friend who was in an automobile accident a couple weeks ago, and he's probably not going to make it. Pretty sure he's going into hospice. And I just got an email about that yesterday. So if his name is Gene, if you would put him in your prayers and for the best.
Is that James? Gene, thank you. Where are my speakers at?
I'd just like to thank everybody for the prayers and the cards and the phone calls on the death of my father-in-law, Vince Miller. It's really greatly appreciated. Thank you all very much.
Let's pray. Father, we indeed come this day celebrating your son's birth. We are just so overwhelmed by the love of his presence, so overwhelmed by the joy that he brings, so overwhelmed by the comfort that we find through this baby that's been born in a manger. How we thank you, Father, for sending your son. And on an even greater scale, not only to bring us joy and to bring us peace and to bring us hope and to bring us love, but to bring us forgiveness, something on our own we cannot accomplish. But through your son, it's been done. So thank you, Father, for the forgiveness offered through your son. We pray, Father, as we travel throughout this Christmas day, we would constantly be reminded of who you are and what you mean to us. And throughout the new year, may we never take that for granted. May we always be mindful of that good news to not keep to ourselves, but share with others, to go tell it on the mountains. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful news. We pray for the concerns on our hearts. You know, many suffering among us, dealing with everyday illnesses. And we just pray, Father, for peace in their lives. We pray for healing, if it would be thy will. Father, many have lost loved ones in the last year and years gone by, and this day is not easy. And we just pray for just a supernatural presence in their lives, a comfort unlike any other. And we just praise you, Father, that we can draw near to you in our sorrows. We thank you, Father, for the way that you move in our midst, the celebration at Christmas Eve last night and the many people who have gathered. And we just pray that the message that was conveyed will continue to reign in each and every one of their hearts and in our hearts of those gathered here today. Thank you for Rufus and Dorothy Murky, for Ruth and John Hoover, for Carl and Faye and Earl, and Carol and Pete, and for Bonnie, and for Jean Myers and Amanda and David Patrick. Father, you know specifically the needs in those lives. And we just pray you would meet those needs, because we know that you are a personal God, a God that we relate to, a God that has gone through the same trials that we have gone through. And we are so thankful for that. So, Father, now we just turn to you during a few moments of silent prayer, not only confessing our sins, making ourselves right with you, but also lifting up those prayers on our hearts. Father, again, we just thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you again, Father, for all that he does in our lives. And we just pray that we would live lives that are reflective of him, that we would allow our lights to shine, that we would allow our love to go forth despite our differences. And may each end of the earth know your powerful name. May they know the peace that you bring, the hope that you bring. For we're very much aware that this life is not it, that there's an eternal life awaiting us. And what we decide this day to do with our lives impacts that eternal future. So help us, Father, to live for you. We know each day presents its own challenges, but we turn to you and we ask you to just give us the strength, to give us the encouragement, to give us the hope to carry on. For we know that in you we are made complete. So thank you, Father, this Christmas for your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen and amen.
Invite you to stand to join in singing 212, Oh Come All You Faithful. Sorry, choir.
We come this morning bringing our gifts before the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the greatest gift that's ever been given, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Father, in response to that greatest gift, we give now out of the overflow of our hearts and out of the cheerfulness that we've been given through your Son. We thank you for the joy that he brings. We thank you for the opportunity to share in the ministries of this church. And may we reach into this world and make a difference through our giving. Bless each giver. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in singing We Three Kings. The words will be on the screen.
Lord, the power we honor star. I'd like to invite the children, come join me up front. Do any of you know what this is?
A candy cane.
A candy cane. A candy cane is a long tradition. Everywhere you look, do you see them? Do you see candy canes everywhere for decorations? Yeah. Maybe just for a Christmas treat? I've heard several stories about the history of a candy cane. Would you like to hear some of these theories? Yeah? First of all, if you look at the candy cane like this, what letter does it look like?
A J.
What name starts with a J and he's in the Bible?
It's Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes.
So that should help us remember Jesus, the birth of Jesus. If you look at the candy cane like this, what does it look like?
A candy cane.
A candy cane. How about a shepherd's crook?
Yeah.
The shepherd's crook is what helps the shepherd keep the sheep from wandering away or getting lost. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd." The candy cane should help us remember that Jesus is our shepherd and he'll keep us from wandering away. What color is the majority of this candy cane?
White and red.
White and red. White is a symbol of purity. That should remind us of Jesus. Was the spotless Lamb of God, and that because he came to be the sacrifice of our sin, we can now be as white as snow. How many stripes does a candy cane have?
I forget.
Is there three stripes?
No.
Well, on some of them there are, but this one's a mini one, so it has more. But normally they have three stripes. The Bible tells us that before he was crucified, Jesus was beaten with a whip, which made blood red stripes across his back. The Bible says that we are now healed by those stripes. The stripes on the candy cane should remind us that Jesus suffered and died for our sins so we could have everlasting life. To many people, this candy cane, it's just a candy cane. It doesn't mean anything. I hope this time, now that anytime you see a candy cane, you'll remember that some of the history of a candy cane and what the real meaning of Christmas is. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that Jesus is a good shepherd who keeps us from harm. We thank you that because of his suffering and his death on the cross, we have life everlasting. Help us to remember that we find the true meaning of Christmas in him. Amen. You guys can go back to your seats.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you. We recognize that your son, Jesus, has been born. And we celebrate that very fact. But we know, Father, as we traverse through this life, there's many right turns, many left turns that we can make that deviate us from this path of following you. And we know, Father, amidst our choices, that our one single choice should be to the straight and narrow line, chasing and following after you. So on this Christmas day, more than ever, we long to know you. We long to seek after you. We long to be in right relationship with you. So, Father, we humbly come before you, emptying ourselves, purposely removing the sin from our lives, and saying yes to what your birth means, that salvation is at hand. And what we decide each day affects our decision whether we'll follow you on that straight and narrow path or whether we'll take those right and left turns along the way. But Father, today, once and for all, we know that your birth means there is forgiveness. So we thank you, Father, for sending your one and only Son that we might be free, that this Christmas we might celebrate who we are in you. And now, Father, we open your word, your inspired word, your God-breathed word. And we ask that it would pierce our souls, that it would help us to see the life we're leading, that today wouldn't just be another day, but today would mark the day that we begin, perhaps anew for the very first time, our journey with your son, Jesus, knowing now that he is with us and goes forth through every situation, every trial we face. So, Father, thank you for the true, true meaning this Christmas, that Jesus, our Messiah, has been born. Amen. In Isaiah 9:6, it says, "Unto us a child is born." Immediately we're filled with excitement by one simple word, us, meaning everyone, all people to ever walk the earth. Not one of us is excluded. This son given to us is the promised Messiah. His birth means everything. Our sins forgiven, our lives made new, peace we're given, hope we have, joy unlike any other, and love bursting forth. And as he lay in that manger, he looked like any other ordinary baby, fragile, delicate, perhaps around 8 pounds, helpless, needing to be fed and washed and clothed. And yet, after all, not so ordinary. Isaiah 9:6 continues, showing us that this baby is different. Wonderful Counselor, he's called, indicating Jesus will be a supernatural source of extraordinary wisdom. Amazing news for those who need guidance. It goes on and says, "Mighty God, being divinely strong and powerful." Great news for those feeling weak. Everlasting Father. He will care for his people forever. As a father cares for his children, this is extraordinary news for those feeling alone or unappreciated. Prince of Peace, Jesus will bring us deep well-being and right relationships, transforming news for all of us who lack peace with each other and with God. Few newborn babies have to be laid in a manger. And even those superstitions of later ages didn't make it fashionable. But the circumstances weren't merely unusual. They were unique. No other mother ever carried such a secret as this young Jewish girl bore in her heart. She was a virgin, but this was her child, conceived in her womb, brought into the world through her labor, and depending on her for everything. He indeed was a miracle, and not just in the sense that every baby is a miracle. This one was from the Holy Spirit directly. He was a pure miracle, a new creation, and although her neighbors would call him Mary and Joseph's boy, that really is only half the truth. We know, as we've heard through Advent, an angel had expressly commanded them to call his name Jesus because he was to be Savior of the world. But the angel also had told them something else. He was God's Son, none other than the mighty God we spoke of. And as they thought and thought and thought about this, it had to blow their minds like it blows our minds today. In the mystery of grace and by the almighty word of the Creator's Spirit, Mary would now be the mother to the Son of God. Take pause for a moment. How could it be? How do we comprehend such knowledge? It's simply too vast for our minds. He was eternal. He was unborn, uncreated like his father. But now he had come into her womb. Soon she would hear him crying. And one day, he would call her mother. Like us, she would wait a long time to understand. Still, this newborn baby remains dependent. Think about that last time you held a baby. What do? We support their head. We support their entire body. We feed them, we dress them, we change their diaper. Can you imagine changing the diaper of Jesus? Mary would have burped the baby Jesus. Jesus would have spit up on her. He would have cried through the night. And yet, in all this, he would have been completely cared for by these new parents. Jesus, our Messiah, as a baby born to us this day. God's ways can be very strange, can't they? Choosing her, for one thing, a poor peasant girl, not known to many. But not only that, her baby is called Emmanuel. The angel had said, God among his people. And a stable seems like a strange place to begin our Messiah's journey. And even stranger thinking that it's a child, a helpless babe. Could this really be the form of God veiling his glory behind a baby's face? Who in their right mind would believe their boy when he called God his father? And what about those troubling words of the old man Simeon we'll talk about more next week? What in the world did he mean when he spoke of a sword piercing her own soul? Also, did the also mean that the sword would pierce her child's as well? She was called blessed among women. But she still didn't have the key to these words. Without even knowing, one day she would have to watch, unable to turn her eyes away as men crucified him. Heaven abandoned him. And everything around her spoke only of God's anger against her child. That sword would indeed pierce through her very own soul. Yet, my friends, as the child lay in the manger, he had no such thoughts. His messianic journey was only beginning. One day, this child would have the wind and the seas obey him. But for the moment, he needed his earthly parents to meet his needs. Jesus, our Messiah. Not long from now, he would be causing astonishment among the rabbis with the depths of his understanding. And as a young man, he would speak of God as no one ever spoke of him before. But for now, he's but a baby. His powers are slumbering. And like every other human infant, he begins with knowing nothing, even of the scriptures. Such knowledge will come later, but only through the Holy Spirit as the child is ready. These years passed, but Mary's boy never forgot what it was like to be a little one. He himself, lying in a manger, had been a sign of God's way of doing things. God countered the violence of tramping warriors and bloody tumults by sending a child. And now, he sets apart his kingdom by sending this baby boy into the world. Isn't it so like the wisdom of God? Years later, he references this childhood state when his disciples were dreaming of greatness. Jesus takes that child and tells them of this. Unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. It's the only way, he says. Even a Nicodemus, or an Augustine, or a Billy Graham has to enter the kingdom, not as an eminence, but as a spiritual baby, knowing nothing, bringing nothing, and needing all. This Christmas day, will you take some time out of our schedule and survey that manger? Will you perceive that baby Jesus for who he truly is? And will you begin in your heart to understand the magnificence of God by sending us a child? Christmas isn't just another day. It's not children going underneath the tree and unwrapping gifts, though that brings great delight. Christmas is filled with a newfound wonder because a Savior has been born. You see, friends, we no longer walk in darkness. The light has come. Joy is now ours. There's a love that deepens each passing day. My prayer this Christmas day, as we celebrate with family and friends, as we open gifts, as we consider what Christmas is, may we really, really know Him. May we really, really love Him. And may we make this newborn baby our reason for this day. Would you pray with me? Father, I'm glad my mind can't conceive of this greatness. I'm glad that there's a mystery we get to live through our faith. And I am overwhelmed with joy knowing that a baby has been born to meet all of our needs. And this Christmas, we do indeed survey the manger. For we know in that time, many babies would have been born wrapped in swaddling clothes. But to place that baby in a manger set Him apart. And so, Father, this Christmas day, we perceive who that baby is. We know that He grows. He gains wisdom. We know that He performs miracles. And the greatest miracle of all is the new birth within ourselves. And perhaps this morning, we're living that old way of life. We've come to know You, but we've slid away. And today, Father, we claim Your children back in Jesus' name. We pray this Christmas day that those who may be wandering would come back to Jesus and know Him deeper and really love Him. And Father, we know the heartbreak we experience when we see a loved one pass. And Father, this day we celebrate the new birth that these loved ones gone on are celebrating in their eternal kingdom. Father, may our Christmas be different this year. May we see the wonder of it all and truly conceive it. A Savior, a Messiah has been born. All those sins that we commit are forgiven. How we thank Thee. How we rejoice that we no longer walk in darkness. How we celebrate the love that came down. May we know this joy. May we experience this joy in the midst of sorrows, in the midst of struggles. May we celebrate by sharing, by giving others this hope. Let us make this newborn baby known. Thank You, Father, for who You are and what You have done this Christmas day. We celebrate and we rejoice, and we know what a difference He makes. To You be all glory and all power forever and ever. Amen.
Please rise and join in singing to us, A Child of Hope is Born, 189. 189.
Hope has been given. Peace we now receive. Go out with joy, knowing the impact that Jesus has had on our lives. Celebrate the reason for this day, knowing that a Messiah who offers forgiveness for our sins is among us and travels forth every single day of our lives from this day forward. Know this peace. Know Jesus. Amen.